Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. This week, our own Rhys James is answering this question sent in by listener Donald.
How did people find wells in the past? Or was it just dig till the water table is breached?
To answer the question, we enlisted the help of Dr. Ellen Arnold. Ellen is an environmental historian and the editor of the Water History Journal.
Most of the time, people found water by closely observing the natural world around them. There were animal species that gravitated towards permanent sources of water. There were birds that flew towards oases in the desert. There were kinds of grasses and plants and even weeds that were more present in wetter ground or more present above higher water tables.
So people probably relied on clues from nature. But what about the second question? Did our ancestors just dig until the water table was reached?
As Donald pointed out in his question, you can always just kind of dig down and find water. The question is, can you dig deep enough using pre-modern tools and technology? And so watching the signs of nature and then somehow signaling to other people, both at the same moment, but also in the future, became an essential task for building cities and water systems and permanent supplies of groundwater.
So it was a combination of piecing together clues from the surroundings, some technical know-how, and a group effort that got our ancestors within reach of water. Thanks very much to environmental historian Dr. Ellen Arnold. Next time, this biting inquiry from listener Sarah.
I live in an area with a huge number of mosquitoes that I take every opportunity to kill. I assume that the ones I kill are the weakest and least cunning, which is why I can catch them. Am I, in fact, just creating a master race of mosquitoes by killing off the weakest ones? Thank you.
So are we unwittingly breeding a master race of mosquitoes? If you'd like to hazard a guess or you have a question of your own, please email us. That's chris@thenakedscientist.com or jot down your musings on our forum at nakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.